Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Don't even try, homie. You can't beat her. She's gonna school you, sucker. You can't beat Kennedy. You can try, but man, you can't beat her. You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Erin's from Tewksbury on her way to teach at Tewksbury High. Is that right? Did I get all that right?
It is. Yeah.
Erin.
Look at you. Kennedy, we got to have a conversation with Erin.
Erin, is your school part of our high school challenge?
I actually don't know.
What, would you like to spearhead the effort? No pressure?
I could.
Well, you could play Campy Kennedy. And you could not play Campy Kennedy.
Oh, man.
It's a lot of stuff up in the air right now.
Pressure's on.
The pressure is on. Well, we're going to have a conversation with you off air. We're looking for high schools to help collect toys for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. And it sounds like the people of Tewksbury High School are a delightful group of people that would want to do that.
And kind and giving people.
Yeah. They are.
What is your mascot for Tewksbury?
The Redman.
The Redman. All right. Here we go. Will you kick Kennedy?
Hold it against us.
Wouldn't dream of it.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio? Good
sure
luck.
Thing. Good luck. Annie's with you.
Always.
Quincy North.
We're going to change Carson. A lot of high school mascots around here.
It's Redmon. It's like the rapper. That's what their mascot is. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100, Erin. If you tie, you lose. Kennedy with 3,015 wins, only 251 losses. And she is now over there in that soundproof studio and cannot hear any of these questions. Again, you tie, you lose. Question number one. Snoop Dogg, who really should have been named Sexiest Man Alive, as he tweeted out a picture of his own face on the cover of People's Sexiest Man Alive issue.
Love yourself or nobody will.
That's right. Who did people actually name as their Sexiest Man Alive this year?
John Legend.
Question number two. Will.i.am is accusing a flight attendant of racism after she allegedly unloaded on him and then called the cops because he wouldn't turn off his laptop. Which group is Will.i.am known for being in?
The Black Eyed Peas.
Question number three. Red Sox legend David Ortiz is 44 years old today. What number was he when he played for the Red Sox?
44.
Question number four. Lil Jon says he got detained in Vietnam over his jewelry and needed the U.S. Embassy to help him out.
What? I would love to be privy to that conversation.
Lil Jon has three one-word catchphrases. They are what, yeah, and blank.
Okay.
Carson, are
you did not do him
me?
Justice there.
Question number five. Dancing with the Stars is on at 8 o'clock tonight. The five remaining celebrities are James Vanderbeek, country singer Lauren Elena, Fifth Harmony's Ally Brooke, comedian Kel Mitchell, and bachelorette Hannah Brown. Kel Mitchell was a Nickelodeon child star along which SNL cast member?
Kenan Thompson.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! I'm just thinking about Lil Jon.
Hey, you'll have your opportunity, okay? Kennedy, Erin got from Tewksbury High 5 out of 5.
Get out of here!
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
4.
Which one did she miss?
Got 4.
She got 4.
The third one.
Oh no!
Either way, still very
I'm
well
sorry.
Done, Erin.
Sorry,
still
4 out of
4 is pretty good.
4 is correct. Here we go. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Born ready.
Are you sure?
Let's go.
You all right?
Yeah, perfect.
Question number one. Snoop Dogg knows who really should have won the Sexiest Man Alive, Kennedy. He tweeted out a picture of himself on the cover of People magazine. Who did people actually name as the Sexiest Man Alive this year?
John Legend.
Tied at 1. Will.i.am is accusing a flight attendant of racism after she allegedly unloaded on him and then called the cops because he wouldn't turn off his laptop. Which group is Will.i.am known for being in?
Black Eyed Peas.
Hey, Will.i.am, turn off your headphones while they're trying to instruct you what to do on an airplane. Quit being adult. Tied at two, question number three. Red Sox legend David Ortiz is 44 today. Which number did he wear when he played for the Red Sox?
45. Damn it.
34.
Who's 45? Carlton Fisk?
Pedro.
Pedro.
Your mom. She's 45.
No, she is not.
Question number four, tied at two. Lil Jon says he got detained in Vietnam over his jewelry and needed the U.S. Embassy to help him out. Lil Jon has three one-word catchphrases. They are what, yeah, and blank.
Okay. Cars.
Dan?
What?
Yeah!
Okay!
Thank you, Dan. I mean, Annie.
Why do you make me say that?
She couldn't help herself. It's okay.
I really couldn't.
Question number three. Or question number five. We're tied at three. Dancing with the Stars is on at 8 o'clock tonight, and the five remaining celebrities are James Vanderbeek, country singer Lauren Elena, who is a delight, Fifth Harmony's Ally Brooke, comedian Kel Mitchell, and bachelorette Hannah Brown. Kennedy, Kel Mitchell was a Nickelodeon child star alongside which SNL cast member?
No, that's not right. How do I not know this?
I don't know how.
I was going to say Avery Wayans, and that's not right.
What? Okay.
Yeah, I don't have it.
What?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not going to be able to get it out of that pocket, but it's gone.
Oh, the correct answer is Kenan Thompson Kennedy.
I kept saying Ivory Wayans in the back of my head, and I couldn't get past
Thompson.
It.
Kenan Thompson.
You know
also
what I mean?
A funny man.
I
He's been on
it.
SNL since 1972,
I think. That doesn't mean I can't get past what I thought in my head.
4-3 is the final score. Aaron, you get the win.
Yeah.
Nice job. You won yourself $100 and a pair of tickets to see Cirque du Soleil's Axel December 5th at the DCU Center. This unique experience will showcase world-class acrobatic skating performances set in a fantastical universe. For information and tickets, visit DCUcenter.com. Kennedy?
Yeah, of course, if you come in here for Redemption Week without toys, we're going to have a problem. But no. My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Aaron. Mm.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, all this week it is Redemption Week with Can't Beat Kennedy as we bring back the five most recent competitors to have defeated Kennedy.
Yes.
Jessica's in for Marion. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Now, what was the score when you defeated Kennedy before?
I believe it was 4-3.
4-3. All right. Are you nervous?
A little bit.
I heard you were out late last night.
Yes, I got like 3 hours of sleep.
Ooh, so. What were you doing?
I went to the Keith Urban concert.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Look at you. On a Sunday night?
Wild, right?
Going to a concert?
Yeah.
And then hanging out on the radio station?
Yeah.
You were living your best life.
Pretty cool 2 days.
That's pretty good. See a good-looking dude, that Keith Urban? He seems like you see him in person. He's just like way good-looking.
Yeah. Mom thinks he's handsome, so.
Your mom got to meet him too, right?
Yeah, she did.
But she didn't take you with him? With you?
No.
With her?
Only one person got to go.
Oh. And it was her.
It was her.
Yeah. All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So you know the deal. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy there. You're going to win.
Yeah.
You can see now Kennedy is headed over in that soundproof booth. You can wave at her. You can make hand signals, whatever. She can't hear you at all.
Okay.
She's looking at us now like, what are we talking about?
Confused.
Because she can't hear us. That's the whole point, right? You can look on the big board right there. You can see that Kennedy's got 3,015 wins, 252 losses. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Rob Gronkowski is teasing yet another big announcement. It will come tomorrow, as Kennedy said. His last big announcement was him saying that he had partnered with a company that makes what?
Is it CBD?
Question number two. Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny starred in Space Jam that came out 23 years ago this week.
Cinematic classic.
They are remaking Space Jam with which current NBA player as the lead?
Oh, God. The sports questions always get me.
Mm.
I have no idea. I'm going to pass on that one.
All right. You don't want to pick anybody? It's an NBA player. You can't think of one NBA player.
LeBron James.
Question number three. The launch of Disney Plus has everyone posting about all the new and old content, including The Mandalorian, which is a Star Wars story following a lone gunfighter and bounty hunter. What was the name of the bounty hunter character in the original Star Wars films?
Han Solo.
Question number four.
That's
Kelly Osbourne says her family is as close as it's ever been to reaching a deal to bringing back the Osbournes.
Let's go.
What is the name of her brother who was also on that TV show?
Jack.
Question number five. Actor Dennis Haskins turned 69 today. He's best known for his role as a principal on this 90s TV show.
Saved by the Bell.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Hey, there's Aiden. I remember. What a miracle. Small victories in life, Kennedy.
It's the little ones.
I know. I remembered Aiden. I can't believe it.
Hey, that's
unprovoked,
a first.
All right. Jessica got 4 out of 5 right, Kennedy.
That's most of them.
Coming at me today.
Yeah, right? You already lost once this morning. She defeated you once before, but you can do it. I have faith in you. Are you ready?
Yep.
Are you nervous?
A little.
These are tough. Question number one. Gronk is teasing yet another big announcement. It's coming tomorrow. His last big announcement was him saying he was partnered with a company that makes what?
CBD.
Tied to one. Question number two. Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny starred in Space Jam. It came out 23 years ago this week. They are remaking Space Jam with which current NBA player as the lead?
LeBron James.
Tied to two. Question number three. The launch of Disney Plus has everyone posting all about new and old content that you can get there, including The Mandalorian, which is a Star Wars story following a lone gunfighter and bounty hunter. What was the name of the bounty hunter character in the original Star Wars films?
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett is correct. 3-2. Question number four. Kelly Osbourne says her family is as close as it's ever been to reaching a deal to bring back the Osbournes.
Sharon!
What is the name of her brother who was also on the TV show?
Jack.
4-3. Question number five.
I was really worried.
Kennedy's breathing again. Actor Dennis Haskins turned 69 today. He's best known for his role as a principal on this 90s TV show.
Saved by the Bell?
Nice guess, Kennedy. That's right.
Woo!
Mr. Belding. 5-4. Oof. Jessica.
That was a nail biter.
You got me today.
She came for you. She was not messing around this morning. She was very serious. Well, I'm sorry you don't get the win for Redemption Week, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. Hold on to your seat. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I mean, listen, last night you went and saw Keith Urban.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're on your way, December 14th, TD Garden, to see Celine Dion.
Stop it.
I'm not even kidding.
Oh, my God.
You a big fan?
So I'm a fan, and my friend Anna is also a fan. She does a good impression of her, so.
Oh, love that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I would say for getting even of your mother not taking you to meet Keith Urban last night, you leave her home and take your friend.
Sorry, Mom.
All right, Jessica, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Jess from Marion, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Okay, Melissa is in for Can't Beat Kennedy this morning. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
So hey, I guess her daughter was like, hey, you got a call.
We seem to get a lot of them that way.
And then her daughter ditched her, went to school.
Yeah. Right out of the car.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You just have to get more right than Kennedy to win the cash. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Looking at the big board, which intern Justin is manning this morning, she's got 3,015 wins, 252 losses. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. Chuck E. Cheese is officially axing its animatronic animal band. They started phasing it out a few years ago, and now they're going to be replacing all of the bands with a dance floor that lights up as kids move on it. At Chuck E. Cheese, what kind of animal is Chuck E.?
Is it a mouse?
Question number two.
Yeah, mouse.
Speaking of mice, Mickey Mouse turns 91 years old today. The iconic character is the face of the Disney brand, and famously made his debut in a 1928 animated short. What was it called?
Fantasia.
Question number three. 14 years ago today, this movie premiered starring Joaquin Phoenix as Johnny Cash and Reese Witherspoon as June Carter Cash. What's the film?
Walk the Line.
Question number four. Comedian Mike Epps, actor Owen Wilson, and journalist Megyn Kelly all share a birthday today. Who was the oldest of those three? Mike Epps, Owen Wilson, or Megyn Kelly?
Owen Wilson.
Question number five. During his Sunday service, Kanye West called himself the greatest artist that God ever created.
Ugh.
Of course he did.
And pointed out what an awesome thing it is that God is now using him for his own purposes. What is the name of Kanye's Christian rap album that came out recently?
Oh, I know High School Dropout. I don't listen to him lately. I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Let's see. One, two, three. All right, Kennedy. Melissa got 3 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. You nervous?
No.
Dan stared at her harder.
Did you tell Dan how to live?
This is just my face. I don't know what else to do.
Question number one. Chuck E. Cheese is officially axing its animatronic animal band.
Then what's the point? Really?
Bad what pizza it all is mean? The point.
Man, the pizza there was really good when I was...
At Chuck E. Cheese, what kind of animal is Chuck E.?
He's a mouse.
He is a mouse.
They still serve beer there?
I don't know.
I think they stopped that.
Oh,
they used to bring back.
When I took Carson's kids when they were 4 or 5, yep, they sure did.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Speaking of mice, Kennedy, Mickey Mouse turning 91 years old today. The iconic character is the face of the Disney brand and famously made his debut in a 1928 animated short. What was it called?
Steamboat Willie.
Yes. 2-1. Question number 3. It was 14 years ago today. This movie premiered starring Joaquin Phoenix as Johnny Cash and Reese Witherspoon as June Carter Cash.
Walk the line.
Johnny Cash.
One of my favorites.
3-2. Question number 4. Comedian Mike Epps, actor Owen Wilson, and journalist Megyn Kelly all actually share a birthday today. Who is the oldest of those three?
I'm sorry, one more time.
Mike Epps.
Yep.
Owen Wilson.
Yep.
Megyn Kelly.
Owen Wilson.
Dan, she owns your multiple choice questions.
No, I just knew that one.
He is 51. Kelly and Epps are both 49. 4-3. Question number 5. During his Sunday service, Kanye West called himself the greatest artist that God has ever created and pointed out what an awesome thing it is that God is now using him for his own purposes. What is the name of Kanye's Christian rap album that came out recently?
Jesus Talks and Walks with Me.
That's Jesus Save. Is that that one called
Jesus Walks?
Jesus
was
Walks.
A, was a song. It was a lovely
song.
So
I was right about that one. But
yeah,
not,
it's the name of the
right
song. Place. This album is Jesus is King, Kennedy.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
You Met Chick-fil-A.
Closed on Sunday.
4-3 is the final score. Melissa, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a $100 gift card to Lord and Ladies Hair Salon at Kingston Collection, providing the perfect
cut. I
live
in Kingston. Perfect.
Well, look at that.
How about that? Have you ever been there before?
No, but yes, right up the street. But no, I've never been there.
Well, there you go. Lord and Ladies inside perfect. Kingston Collection, providing the perfect cut, color, and other services with the highest customer service is what I hear. So you enjoy that. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Melissa from Kingston, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.